I knew Andy Marshall exceedingly well. When I was attended Harvard, MIT, I left and got in, I became the DAS for several administrations, as you all know. Henry Kissinger and Andy Marshall were very close. Nixon had appointed Andy Marshall, a man who never served in World War II. Let me repeat it again. He never served in World War II and refused to serve because he had a heart murmur. He could have served in the Korean War. He could have served in the Vietnam War. He could have served in any war he wanted to. But he claimed he had a heart murmur, and he was not allowed to come into the draft. I thought that was nonsense. And I told Andy this, but Andy had a propensity for creating papers that always declared that we Americans had to go to war and be number one. That's how we got to the neocons. In 1992, Andy had appointed Zalmay Khalilzad, Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, Cheney, Bush, and Rumsfeld as the key leaders in the neoconservative movement, meaning that we, America, had to be number one and Israel would be our co-partner and we would be involved in wars around the world to make sure that we stabilized and unified the world. Well, you saw what happened in Iraq. You saw what happened in Vietnam. You saw what happened in Somalia, Sudan. This was all the product of Andy Marshall. I didn't like Andy Marshall, and he knew that.